Just read the early verses in John chapter 1, and then we'll have a think about why we're actually doing this. So, beginning from John chapter 1, we'll just read the first 13 verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Okay, as I said, we're going to really think tonight about why we're even looking at this book before we get into that. Obviously, if you were listening then, which I hope you were, that is not a very easy passage to understand. So let's have a think about why we look at any book. I've grabbed a book off my bookshelf, this one here. So, called A New Book on Photography. So why on earth would I have this book on my bookshelf? Why would I even bother reading it? We want a bit of interaction here. Why would I bother to read this book? We're going to leave it all up to the children, are we? Okay, Kalila? Why would I read this book? That would be one reason, okay? Any other thoughts? Come on here. Give us a go. Eileen. Okay, I might read it because I want to learn how to take good photos. But you see, how do I know that this book is going to help me to take good photos? I mean, when it says new book of photography, that could mean just about anything. It might just mean the book is full of photos. Perhaps it doesn't tell me what to do. Perhaps it just has lots of lovely pictures. That wouldn't be much help. So how can I know what I'm going to get out of this book? Yes, Kalila. Right. What would the front cover tell you? Is it about how to take photos, or does it just have lots of photos in it? What do you think, Brindley? Okay, it's big. What we've got to do is go and find out what the author's aim was when he wrote this book. Now, you get a bit of a clue because down the bottom there's a subtitle, How to See and Take Better Pictures. That's a good clue, isn't it? How to see. So when I read that, I think, I guess this is not just a book full of photos. If I open it up and go to the introduction, I'll read this. It says, this book adopts a practical approach to help you master photographic skills and techniques. The largest section covers a wide range of photographic genres. The accompanying text explains how to achieve equally successful results. So once I've read the subtitle, once I've read what the author's aim is in the introduction, then I know what the author is aiming at in this book, and I know that if what he says is true, if I read this book and digest it, then I will end up learning how to take better pictures. So this is not just a picture book, this is a book to tell me how to do something. And it's specifically how to take photos. It's not a book on how to cook or how to sew or how to paddle a canoe. If I want to learn that, then I've got to go to a different sort of book. I find another book in which the author says that's his aim, to teach me how to cook or how to sew or how to paddle a canoe. So you see, if you want to learn something from a book like this, there are three things you have to, first of all, know. You have to know what is the book about. You have to know what is the author going to teach me to do with that information? And thirdly, I've got to ask myself, what am I looking for? What do I want to learn? What is the book about? What is the author trying to teach me to do with what the book is about? And thirdly, I've got to ask myself, do I really want to learn this? Is this something I want to learn how to do? So what is this book about? Well, it's about photography. What is the author going to teach me to do? He's going to teach me how to take better photos. It's not just a book of pretty pictures. And what am I looking for? Is this what I want to learn? Well, yes, if I want to learn how to take photos, that would be a good book to read. Because I'm not learning how to cook or how to sew, how to paddle a canoe. I want to learn to take better photos. The author wants to teach me how to take better photos. So a book like this is only useful if what I want to learn is what the author wants to teach me. So this evening, we're starting to look at the book of John. There are 66 books in the Bible. The book of John is just one of them. It's the fourth book in the New Testament. And it's called John because John wrote it. John was one of Jesus' closest disciples. And no one knew Jesus better than John. So this is probably a really good book to be studying. But the title of the book doesn't really tell you anything that it is about. Okay, calling the book John doesn't tell you what the book is about, doesn't tell you whether what this book is teaching you to do is something that you want to learn to do. You might even think that with a title like that, it's about John. But actually, it's not. John never even gets mentioned in this book. We read about a person called John in the reading, but that's not the same John. So John never even gets mentioned by name in this book. So before we get stuck into this book, and that's what I want to do tonight, I want to look at the first thing we have to do, and that is ask those three very important questions. What is this book about? What is the author going to teach me to do with that information? And what am I looking for? Is it something that I want to learn? So, what is this book about? Does the author tell us anywhere what this book about? Well, yes, he does. It's over in chapter 20. Now, actually, what I did, I need a couple of volunteers. Brindley and Kalila, your volunteers. Can you give out one of these to everyone, please? Thank you. It's a handy bookmark. You can keep it in your Bible. Thank you very much, Brindley. Thank you, Kalila. So if you go to the second last chapter in the book of John, the second last verse, we read this. We need 30 and 31. There we go, right down the bottom. It says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book." And then verse 31, which I put on the back of that. "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Okay, so there is what the book is about. It is about Jesus. I guess that's predictable. If I'd ask you, you know, what is the book about, most of you probably would have said Jesus. That's usually the right answer. And no one knew Jesus better than John, who wrote this gospel, this book. And John's going to tell us some really important things about Jesus. He's going to tell us that Jesus is what he calls the Christ. And he's going to tell us that Jesus is the Son of God. He's going to tell us those two very important things about Jesus. The book of John is about Jesus. But that still doesn't tell you why it should interest you. A book can be about something, but why should you be interested in that something? Okay, if you go back to the book on photography, titled New Book on Photography, that doesn't tell me anything except the book has something to do with photographs. Doesn't tell me what it will teach me. I'm not interested in simply looking at a book of interesting photographs. And to find out what it teaches me, I have to go to the subtitle where it says how to see and take better pictures, or I've got to go to the introduction as I did before. And then I learn it's not just about photography, but it's going to teach me. It's going to teach me how to take better photographs. And the same with this book of John. It's a book about Jesus. And we're going to learn that he is the Christ. And we're going to learn that he is the Son of God. But what do I do with that information? Do I really care that these interesting facts are explained about a person who lived 2,000 years ago? I mean, why should that interest me, living 2,000 years later? What's that got to do with me? What does it teach me? So for that we have to go to the second question. And the second question is, what is the author going to teach me to do with the information he gives me about Jesus? What is the author going to teach me to do with the information he gives me about Jesus? Now, if you go to the book of John, there's no subtitle, as you get in that book on photography. And there's nothing near the beginning in the verses that we read at the beginning of John. There's nothing at the beginning that says, this book will teach you how to become a better person or whatever. The book's just called John. But again, if we go to the end, to those verses that we were looking at before, verses 30 and 31, we see there that it says, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So there's two things that the author's going to tell you to do, tell you how to do, if you read this book. First of all, he wants to teach you to believe. He wants to teach you to believe. So that when he tells you about Jesus that he is the Christ and he is the Son of God, that's not just a history lesson. It's not just telling you lots of interesting or perhaps not so interesting facts about a person who lived 2,000 years ago. He wants that to mean something to you. He wants you really to believe that for yourself. So this is different from when you were doing history at school and you learnt lots of interesting or not so interesting facts about Julius Caesar or Napoleon. It doesn't really matter what you believe about Julius Caesar or Napoleon. I mean, those men are dead. And what you know about them or don't know about them won't make a shred of difference to your life right now or tomorrow when you get up, go to work. Whether you believe anything about men like that doesn't make any difference to your life. But in the case of Jesus, it is different. Because John wants you really to believe what he's going to be telling you about Jesus, because he's implying it's going to make a whole lot of difference to your life. So he's saying these things are life-changing facts about a person who lived 2,000 years ago. So that's the first thing that John wants to do, teach you how to do in coming to this book. He wants to teach you how to believe, and he wants to teach you how to do something very important about Jesus, something which he claims will completely transform your life. He wants you to believe that Jesus really is the Christ, that Jesus really is the Son of God, and to believe that in such a way that it actually changes your life. Which brings us to the second question, or the second thing that John is going to teach you to do. He's going to teach you to believe, and he's going to teach you how to get a new life. That's what he promises. He says, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So John says that by believing these things and really believing them down here in your heart, not just having them go to the top of your head, that will have a transforming effect upon your whole life. You'll get a whole new life. That's what he says. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. That's why we're calling this series Find Life, because that is really what this book is all about. What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, you're all here tonight and you're breathing and you're awake, I hope. So you're already alive. So what does John mean when he says, if you believe what he's telling you, you will have life? I'll answer this one. He means you will have a new life, a different life, a new kind of life. Has anybody ever said to you, probably haven't said it to you, but you've probably heard it said to someone else. Get a life. Ever heard that expression? What does it mean when someone says to you, get a life? Apart from the fact they're probably being rude. We can't let Kalila do all the work. Get a life. Thank you, Stephen.
Get a useful life.
That's right. Get a meaningful life. Get a worthwhile life. They're implying that the life you've got at the moment isn't useful. It's not worthwhile. And they say, get a life. Now, they might just be being rude, but then again, they might not be. They mean, look, you might be breathing, but you sure ain't living. Might be a teenager stuck indoors in the holidays playing video games. And you could be out in the great outdoors, bushwalking, climbing mountains, cycling, kayaking, all those good things. Maybe it's you. Maybe you tell yourself when your life is this endless round of getting up, going to work, coming home, having tea, watching TV, going to bed. Getting up, going to work, coming home, having tea, watching TV, going to bed. Getting up, going to work, coming home, and then maybe just the variety, you watch TV, then you have tea, and then you go to bed. And eventually you tell yourself, I've really got to get a life. It means that the life you are living now is hardly worth living. You want to have something worthwhile to live for. Now, you may or may not be thinking that about your life right now. Maybe you do think that. Maybe when you get up tomorrow morning to go off to work to do the same old, you will say to yourself, I've really got to get a life. Or maybe you think you already have a life and you'd feel quite insulted if someone came up to you and said, get a life. But just for a moment, think about what John is saying here. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So John is talking about a whole new life. He says that that is life in his name. It is life in the name of Jesus Christ. It is life that comes with having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he's saying that that whole new way of life is available through Jesus. Once you believe, once you really, really, truly, deeply down believe that Jesus is the Christ and Jesus is the Son of God. And he's saying something else. He's saying, it doesn't matter how bad you think your life is right now, you can have that life. And he is saying, it doesn't matter how good you think your life is right now, you need that life. In other words, if I went up to the most satisfied person in the world today, but the person who doesn't know Jesus, I could truthfully say to that person, you really need to get a life. That person might be insulted, might thump me, but it's true. It doesn't matter how good your life is in this life, it is still far short of what it could be in Jesus. It is still far short of the life it could be if only you knew the life that Jesus himself can give. Then you would think that your life, however good, is really hardly worth living. You would realise that however good your life is now, you're being shortchanged. You really don't have anything worthwhile to live for compared to life which is in Jesus. So they're the first two questions. What is the book about? What is the author going to teach me to do with that information? What is the book about? The book is about Jesus. Specifically, it is to teach us about Jesus, who is the Christ, and he is the Son of God. We'll be looking at what that means in later talks. And then the second question, what is the author going to teach me to do with that information about Jesus? He's going to teach me to believe, to really believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he really is the Son of God in a wholly unique way. And he's going to teach me to believe this not just as historical facts, but as truths that can change my life
And he's going to teach me to believe this in such a way that it does actually change my life. Which brings us to the third question. What am I looking for? Is this what I want to learn? What am I looking for? Is this what I want to learn? If I go back to this book on photography, it says, its aim is to teach me how to see and take better pictures. And it will teach you how to see and take better pictures, but it will only do that if that's what you want. If you don't care to learn how to see and take better pictures, that book is absolutely useless. Or if you read that book because really what you want to learn is how to cook or how to sew or how to paddle a canoe, but again, that book won't help you. That's not why it was written. Or if you do want to learn how to take better pictures, but you don't bother to read the book or you don't do what it says, then again, that book won't help you. You'll end up being a lousy photographer. And likewise, if you don't care to learn to find a better life, then this book of John is not going to help you. Or if you read that book because really what you want to learn is how to get rich quick or how to have lots of friends that you can use and sponge upon, then the book of John isn't going to help you because that's not why it was written. Or if you really do want to find a new life, but you don't bother to pay attention to what's in this book, maybe you think it's like somehow magic that if you just hear words about the book, it talks like this, somehow they're going to penetrate your life by osmosis. If that's your approach, then again, this book won't help you. You'll go on having a lousy life. You have to want what John is offering, which is life. And you have to pay attention to what he says in order to get that new life. That's where we're going in these talks. Next talk, we're going to start with John chapter 1. Let me just sum up. That's what this book is about. It's about Jesus. Specifically, it's about Jesus, who is the Christ, who is the Son of God. That's what the author is going to teach you to do with the information about Jesus. He's going to teach you to believe that Jesus really is the Christ, that he really is the Son of God. He's going to teach you to believe this not just as interesting historical facts, but as truths which can change your life. He's going to teach you to believe this in such a way that it does change your life. But it'll only do that if that's what you want. Do you want a new life? Do you want to get a life? If you do, be here in weeks to come. We'd love to see you. We'd love to help you. Only pay attention. Let's leave it there.